Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier. For 40 years, Iran has been saying, death to America, death to Israel. I want to thank and congratulate Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. We worked as a team like perhaps no team has ever worked before. And we've gone a long way to erasing this horrible threat to Israel. I want to thank the Israeli military for the wonderful job they've done. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the great American patriots who flew those magnificent machines tonight, and all of the United States military on an operation the likes of which the world has not seen in many, many decades. With all of that being said, this cannot continue. There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days.
Remember, Mr. Vice President, thank you for joining us. The big question is, the United States now at war with Iran?
No, we're not at war with Iran, John. We're at war with Iran's nuclear program, and I think the president took decisive action to destroy that program last night.
I understood the last part of your question. Well, I'm going to Moscow this afternoon, and I have a meeting with President Putin tomorrow morning. Russia is a friend of Iran, and we enjoy a strategic partnership, and we always consult with each other and coordinate our positions. Russia has been a part and a participant of JCPOA, so they have been always a party to nuclear negotiations. And even in the past 2-3 months that we were negotiating with the United States, we always briefed our Russian friends about the latest of about any progress or lack of progress in our talks. Well, I will have serious consultations with the Russian president tomorrow, and we continue to work with each other.
Breaking news, it turns out that the people carpet bombing the innocent are actually the good guys. Just kidding, that would be retarded. Let's go live to Steinberg.
So you're saying they have weapons of mass destruction again?
Exactly. It's the same excuse we've used since the towers fell. Not much has changed.
Mm. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna get PTSD from hurting the innocent.
Then we die for the chosen people.
Yeah. Let's go, we shouldn't be here.
This non-chosen sand person lost his home and family just hours ago. But Israeli military officials say this is God's plan and questioning it is antiseptic.
Please stop!
I hear they're building a new restaurant in Tel Aviv. The chef prepares an amazing foreskin salad.
This is where I will cook my foreskins. Imported directly from the Adrenochrome factory.
I've never tried the foreskin salad.
Sounds satanic.
Right, probably part of their Talmudic beliefs.
Right.
Shapiro Stein.
I miss 2001, back when we all blamed the same people. Today, everybody notices. This is why we do false flags. We go live to the dancing Israelis.
These people really know how to dance, but the real dancers are on the roof.
We're following these guys up to the top floor, no clue what's going on, but they're moving fast. Yo, check this out. We are God's chosen people.
Breaking news out of Times Square. Officials say they found a Muslim passport in the debris.
It was the Jews. Sir, are you okay? I'm sending my son off to Iran tonight.
You saw it from your apartment?
Yeah, right over there. They were just dancing. It didn't look right.
Wow, we better go fund that.
Right? It feels good to personally fund the most grotesque acts of violence. Back to you, Dennis.
Breaking news, George Soros is funding the new ICE Fest.
Okay, that's exciting. So,
we go live to the propaganda.
Sir, what exactly are you protesting here today?
I don't even know why we're yelling, but I think chaos is good.
What's wrong?
I watched the news. It said people are being taken from their homes.
Do you know anyone personally affected?
No, but my friend's uncle's distant cousin's friend. We're here to get impressionable youth to come cause chaos.
Why are you out here today?
They're taking people from their homes.
Where'd you see that?
The news. Go watch the news. We are the resistance. The news said so.
Grab a rock.
Good thing there's pallets of bricks and a conveniently placed pile just dropped off for protesters.
Here's the thing about people being illegal. Illegal should be legal. We don't need laws.
What's good, foo? You want to catch a fade? I'll mess you up right now.
How fun. Reminds me of the Floyd Fest.
Perfect distraction while the so-called Semites cause unrest in the Middle East.
Right. More propaganda.
Good one, John. Shut it down or I'll shut it down. In other news, we were promised this land thousands of years ago. Bergstein, take it away.
Thanks, Steinowitz. Remember, people, they are the bad guys. Trust me.
These people are an absolute cancer.
Truly going to be the end of the human species.
That's anti-Semitic. Brittany, you better watch your tone.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot they fund the news.
Exactly. Back to you, Dennis.
You guys make a good point, Bidat. My producers tell me to distract people with chaos so they don't notice who's actually starting World War III.
Why are you out here today?
Because if you come here illegally, you deserve to be here. Like, illegal activities shouldn't even be illegal, dog.
Well, this is a perfect way for the government to unleash martial law. Get ready for FEMA camps, folks. Dennis.
Welcome back to Jake GTV News. Tonight we go live with the people controlling our media and banks. Just kidding. That's anti-Semitic. Back to you, Steinberg.
People say we control the world. What they don't realize is we actually do.
Well, there you have it. Noticing is antiseptic, folks. Back to you, John.
Crazy conspiracy theorists. They'll believe anything these days, right?
If only JFK kissed the wall, he'd still be here.